This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, there's been an alarming spike in the number of young people ending up in hospital with spinal cord injuries and severe nerve damage linked to excessive nitrous oxide use. And our chief reporter, Barry White, has been investigating, and Barry is here. Hello, Barry. Good to see
you. Hi, Claire. Good morning.
So how common is this use of nitrous oxide?
It's becoming very common, Claire. But first of all, some listeners might be wondering what exactly is nitrous oxide. It's typically inhaled from canisters or balloons to produce a short-term high that lasts about 5 to 10 minutes. And that short duration is part of the problem. Unless a parent catches their child in the act, then they're going to have no idea that their child or their teenager is inhaling this. So that's part of the problem, firstly. And there's now growing evidence from frontline health workers that the use of nitrous oxide, also known as laughing gas or hippie crack, is widespread here. A recent study published in the American Journal of Neuroradiology, led by a consultant neuroradiologist at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, found that cases of spinal cord damage linked to nitrous oxide have spiked significantly. There were no recorded cases at Beaumont between 2012 and 2020, but between 2021 and the end of 2024, 14 cases were diagnosed. And Claire, internationally, there have been cases of young people dying or being left paralysed because of excessive use. Doctors warn this is not harmless. Inhaling it even once carries risk, but repeated use can have devastating consequences. Now, I've been speaking to Harry, not his real name. He's originally from Manchester, but now living in Dublin. He told me that he started using nitrous oxide at 14 and it left him with severe nerve damage in his arms and legs.
When I first started, I was about 15 years old, 14 maybe. I was only really doing it once every now and again. It was nothing major, but as I got older, it kind of became something that I was doing almost every weekend.
When you say older, what age are you talking about? And I suppose how often were you doing it?
By 17, 18 years old, I was doing it every weekend.
How easy was it to buy, or how easy is it to buy?
It's very easy, yeah. It's very easily accessible. It's available online, but it's also quite easy to find somebody that you know who does it, who can put you in touch with someone. I mean, most people that sell it, they won't question twice who you are to sell it to you.
When was the last time you did it then? How many years ago? And you told me you're 20 now. What impact has it had on you, I suppose, a number of years later?
I stopped doing it about a year and a half ago. And even still now, I suffer with like nerve damage and like pain in my arms, legs and hands due to the use of nitrous oxide. It's almost like pins and needles, but to a point where you can't feel your arms and legs. General like jelly in my legs, like weakness. Even still a year on, I still suffer with the consequences.
That must be quite terrifying. You're still only a young man. You're 20 years old, and I suppose you probably never thought there would be any consequences from laughing gas like this.
No, I mean, it's just something you kind of see it as everybody's doing it. It's just a bit of fun. No harm can come from it. And then suddenly you start noticing these issues.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight, with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
What is your message to young people who do this nitrous oxide regularly and they think it's only a bit of harmless fun?
My message is to stay far away from it. People don't realise how quickly it can turn bad, how quickly it can go wrong. I mean, I've seen people myself who've had seizures from inhaling it one time. I think everybody thinks it won't happen to me, and then it does, and then you're stuck in a really bad situation, which you don't want to be in, you know, going to the doctors, or, you know, some people even end up disabled, some people end up paralyzed due to use of it, and, you know, everybody thinks, oh, it won't happen to me, but I know people that it has happened to, and it's scary, you know, just from doing something you think is a bit of fun in a party to not being able to walk.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking, isn't it? I mean, living with probably lifelong consequences there, and his story alone would terrify you if you're listening to that, particularly if you have young people in the house. You mentioned Beaumont Hospital earlier, Barry. Is it this primarily a Dublin problem?
No, Clare, health professionals say it's nationwide. And look, where I live in West Dublin, it's common to see empty canisters dumped in parks, football pitches, play parks. And I'm sure many listeners have seen the same in their own communities. These things are just dumped everywhere now. One reason it's such widespread is accessibility. I found multiple profiles on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Telegram openly advertising nitrous oxide for sale, some claiming delivery within 48 hours. It's also clearly marketed towards young people now. Many people have seen these large 670 gram canisters with bright, colourful branding, slogans like go fast or go home. Some of these nitrous oxide canisters now even come in flavours, like vapes. And consultant neurologist Dr. Hugh Kearney told me that St. James's Hospital in Dublin is seeing patients presenting to the emergency department there with complications linked to nitrous oxide almost daily. He says the ease of access is a major factor.
We've been seeing this going on for the past 2-3 years, and the frequency with which patients present varies. It can be as many as 3 per week, or we might get a few weeks where we're not seeing anybody. So there's no particular pattern or process to this, but the downstream consequence is always very serious.
What are some of the worst neurological injuries you've seen?
So I think, you know, there's a spectrum with all of these things. Some people get injuries to the nerves in their arms or their legs. They might get tingling in their feet, numbness, a decrease in power. But on the more serious side of the spectrum is a spinal cord injury. We've seen people who have been unable to walk, have been wheelchair bound, and have needed a prolonged stay in a rehab hospital as a direct consequence of nitrous oxide use.
Are parents almost clueless here because their teenage child could be out in the local football pitch or park doing this with friends, but by the time they return home, there's going to be no evidence that they were doing this?
Yeah, I think probably we don't have national data on how much or how frequently this has been used. I think what we know about as neurologists is we see the most extreme and severe cases where neurological injuries have occurred. I think one of the issues here is that the ease of access is a factor. Anybody can really access ordering this substance online, and that would include young people. So it's simply as easy as opening the internet browser on their phone and ordering large quantities.
So there's no data on how much of this is being used, but there is evidence from Revenue and Customs that imports are significantly on the increase.
Yeah, Claire, and look, the figures are extraordinary. There has been a 4,640% increase in nitrous oxide seizures at Dublin Port in 2025 compared to 2020. That's not a typo, 4,640%. Customs officials say the scale of the increase indicates there is clearly a substantial market out there. Paddy Gibney, a customs officer at Dublin Port, told me he has been shocked by the volume of seizures in recent years.
Generally, the concealment of it, usually to bring it in a truckload, and there's no concealment. It's literally coming in a truck full of nitrous oxide. However, we have had some where it's coming in, there could be 5 or 6 pallets mixed in amongst a legitimate load. It's wrapped, it's the same as everything else, it's just shipped over, concealed within legitimate goods.
And obviously nitrous oxide is used legally by dentists, etc. But then we do now know that it's been used by teenagers in particular across the country. How do you know the difference when it's coming in, you know, that it may be used by a dental practice rather than somebody trying to smuggle it in and sell it to teenagers?
So on that side of it, we would look at the paperwork, where it's coming from, where it's going to. There are certain indications which obviously I can't divulge, but there are certain ways we can look at it and see, okay, is this for legitimate use? Is it going to a legitimate company? And if it is going to a legitimate company, are they using it in the correct way? We also do risk profiling on it, and obviously where it's coming from, who it's going to, and even down to who's shipping it.
Were you surprised in the last few years by the amount of laughing gas that people were trying to get through the port?
Absolutely, considering the amount that is used in the catering and medical industry in Ireland, and the amount that we were actually getting far outweighed what was the legitimate use for it. And like you see it every day in car parks on the sides of the roads where the canisters are lying around, and you're going as a driver, as a father, as you're looking and saying, somebody's taking this, especially on the side of the motorway or side of the road, you're saying, somebody's driving a car taking this stuff. They're putting everybody's lives, they're not just by inhaling it, they're putting their own lives at risk, but at the same time they're putting everybody else's life at risk if they're behind the wheel of a car and they're taking this stuff.
And Paddy's not the only one who has those concerns about young people using this while they're driving.
Yeah, Claire, and look, alongside parks, sports pitches and playgrounds, I'm sure many listeners have seen these canisters discarded in car parks or along roadsides. I was at a walk just yesterday evening and I counted four of these canisters at the side of the road. Uh-huh. Four might not seem like many, but if that's four people who are driving and hailing this, that's four possible accidents.
Yeah, you're thinking about meeting somebody on the road who's been ingesting this stuff.
And look, speaking in the Dáil last week, Sinn Féin TD Mark Ward said he has been contacted by people concerned about drivers inhaling nitrous oxide behind the wheel. He's calling on the government to amend the Road Traffic Act so nitrous oxide would be included in roadside drug testing. However, Gardaí say they currently cannot test for nitrous oxide because there is no approved roadside test available. But Dr. Dennis Cusack of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety told me that a roadside test method may soon become available.
The immediate effects include dizziness, disorientation and increased risks of accidents. So that's why when it's used by people on the road, drivers, cyclists, vehicle users, pedestrians, it's a danger.
There have been calls for more roadside testing when it comes to nitrous oxide. Is it that simple though that there could just be a roadside test that Gardaí could carry out?
Roadside testing for intoxicants, for drugs other than alcohol, is carried out at the moment by using equipment supplied to the Gardaí by the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. There is no commercial roadside test available for nitrous oxide at this time, but the Medical Bureau of Road Safety has coincidentally been engaging with the manufacturers of such devices to see if they are close to perfecting such a test. And at least one may be, but it's still very much in the development stage. So the simple answer is, at the moment, there is no roadside drug testing device available for nitrous oxide.
So very difficult to detect, but do you think there could be a roadside test down the line within the next few years?
Yes, I do believe there will be the possibility of a roadside test for nitrous oxide being developed in the next few years. And also, in parallel with that, the Bureau scientists here are working on looking how to measure it with instruments in the blood. And that too, we hope, will be available within a few years.
Well, it sounds like it can't come quickly enough. Our chief reporter, Barry White, thank you very much for bringing us that report.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.